Good morning, Rabbi Isai. When I give the halachas, especially over the Yomim Tovim, most of the halachas, the basic halachas people know. We've been through most of them. I'm looking around for something a little bit unusual, a little bit different, just to relay over in these few minutes that we have. I saw in the Limudei Moshe of Rabbi Moshe Harris, he brings down a shaila, which I would never have dreamt of. But he says as follows. The Prima Godim says that if somebody says Tehillim before Shachris, and let's say he said the whole of Sefer Tehillim. Let's say he got up at 5 o'clock and he said the whole of Sefer Tehillim before Shachris. He says then he said all the Psukim and all the Kapitlach Tehillim, which are normally included in Psukah de Zimra. So he says maybe he's been Yotza already, his mitzvah drabonon, achiv drabonon, of Psukah de Zimra. In which case, maybe he can't anymore say Baruch Sha'oma as a brocha. Because the brocha of Baruch Sha'oma is the Tchilas HaBrocha, it's the Birchas HaMitzvah. The same way that after you've shaken your lulav, you can't make the brocha anymore. And after you've heard Shofar, you can't make the brocha anymore. Maybe after you've said all the Tehillim, which are included in Psukah de Zimra, then maybe you shouldn't be able to make a brocha anymore. That's his shaila.
Why the difference between one kapitel and Tehillim, which appears in?
Come to that, yeah? And then he says, even more. He says that Rachman al-Islam, if a person is in a situation where he has to leave out some of Psukah de Zimra, you have to start skipping, then there is a pecking order. But the bottom line is that the basic Psukah de Zimra, to be Yoitza, minimum, is Baruch Sha'oma, Ashrei, and then Ishtabach. First Brocha, Psukah de Zimra is Ashrei, and it seems like Ashrei, and the Gemara says so, that Ashrei is the most important capital in Psukah de Zimra, and within Ashrei, you've got the Pasuk Pesach Es Yodecho, and it's maybe the reason, because Pesach Es Yodecho is included in it, that's why Ashrei becomes the most choshev of the capital of Tehillim that we say in Psukah de Zimra. So he declares, what happens if somebody only said Ashrei? He didn't say the whole of Tehillim, so he didn't include all the capital of Tehillim, which I would say normally during Psukah de Zimra, but he only said Ashrei. Is it possible that somebody who said Ashrei before davening might have been Yotze Eschiv already of Psukah de Zimra and can no longer say Baruch Sha'oma? In which case, we who say Ashrei before Slichas, then maybe we have been Yotze Achiv of Psukah de Zimra, the minimum Chiv, admittedly, but nevertheless, the basic minimum Chiv of Psukah de Zimra is Ashrei. We said the whole of Ashrei before Tehillim, and therefore, according to the Prima Godim, maybe there's a question of whether or not we can say Baruch Sha'oma afterwards. And he doesn't mention it, but I would suppose the same thing applies to Yishtabach, being the Bracha Achrona of Psukah de Zimra. Psukah de Zimra is in the middle. Bekitza, the Rav is here, so that what he says lahalocha is as follows. He says lahalocha. He says the best thing to do is to be mechavan, not to be yotze. He says when you're saying tehillim before davening, and when you're saying ashrei before slichas, he says have in mind I don't want to be yotze psukah zimra. Then you've got no shaylas whatsoever. But the Bibi comedy holds that if you wouldn't have that kavana, and you've said the whole of tehillim before davening, or you've said ashrei even before davening, then there is a shayla maybe on your baruch shama whether you can say it anymore as a bracha rishona on psukah zimra.
Started there, Torway, Northwest London, Sunday, Vav Tishri, 28th September. Diane Shlomo, David Shlomo Englander, Shlita, Shuva. This week's Torah has been sponsored by Inun Mishmas, Rav Yosef Dov Ben, Rav Shem Michal Svi, Zechron Lebracha, a devoted founder and organizer of Started there, Northwest London, but it's first Hashvim, Achalim, and Melchamo.
Good morning, Yeshe Koyach. Thank you for inviting me for this chus to speak before Yom Kippur about Teshuvah. We're all in Aseres Yemei Teshuvah. We're going towards Yom Kippur, and we all want to do a Teshuvah Shlema so that we should be zeicher to the Kapora of Yom Kippur. As the Gemara says, Yom Kippur is Mechaper LaShovim, people do tshuva, they're zeicher to the kapar of Yom Kippur. And many of us feel, when it comes towards Yom Kippur, that we go through the Yom Kippur every year, we go through the tshuva, we go through the viduyim, we go through the slichas, and b'shas ma'isa, we feel we want to do teshuva shleima, and we go through all the aveiras that we've done b'meshach the year, and we be'emes want to do teshuva, but then after Yom Kippur, many times people feel that life goes back to normal, and we're back to where we were just a few days before. How do we make sure that we're doing a tshuva that has what we call staying power? Something that is more real, that is going to be more lasting. And there are a number of answers to the question. I'm not going to explore all of them today, but I'd like to tell you a beautiful machshava that I heard from my Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Yehuda Wachtfeigel, Zayin Gesundten Shtag, and we will expand on it and utilize this to understanding how to deal with this problem. So again, many of us feel we come to Yom Kippur, we have the viduyim, Ashamnu Bagadnu, we go through the averis that we've done, we have the Vidu of Reb Nissim going before Yom Kippur. We have the Chaya Odom has a long list of you know, all the Aleph's Beis, or I'll say the Aleph Beis, all the Chatoim a person might have done. The Chidor has a long list of, you know, Achalnu Macholos Asurais, and all kinds of things that we don't even, things that we didn't even realize are considered an Aveira, but we find out in the Vidu of the Chidor. And there's English translations of all these things. So we go through all these things. But then, so that gives us more of a realistic understanding of what we should be doing tshuva for. But then later on, we feel that we don't always keep this these kabbalas that we make. So we'll begin with a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara talks about, a famous Gemara, about Yerov Menavot. Now let's introduce Yerov Menavot. Yerov Menavot was the first of the Malchi Yisrael. He was Moirid in Malchus Beis David. There was a king, Rechavim ben Shleima, who was the king of Malchus Beis David. And he was Moirid against him, and he began his own Melucha, and he got 10 of the Shvatim to follow him. And the remainder, the Yehuda and Binyamin, they went with Malchus Beis David. And that's the way it remained until Churban Beis HaMikdash. Yerovim ben Nevot, the Mishnah says, and obviously we're all familiar with the Mishnah, Kol ha mezakas rabim mechet bal yodoi, choyto machti as rabim, and the Mishnah gives an example, zokov mezakas rabim, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe zokov zikas Yisrael. And who's on the other side? Yerovim ben Nevot, choto the hechti as Yisrael. He is the dogma of a Rosh. Because if you think about it, a person who wants to be a Rosh, there's a limit to how many Averis he can do. Think about it. A person who wants to be a Rosh, he wants to do every Aver. There's a limit to how many Averis he can do. There's only 24 hours in a day. And a person only lives. How much can he do? How many kazesim of chazer can he eat? How many arayas can he be boiled? How many shabbosas can he be mechal? I mean, how many averis can a person do? There's a limit. But if a person is choyte umachti as a rabbin, there's no limit to how many averis he could do. Now, nowadays, it's very easy to be choyte umachti as a rabbin, because all you have to do is, it used to be, a person said Lashon Hara. He said Lashon Hara, he said to one person, two people, three people. How many people already heard the Lashon Hara? Nowadays, puts it on his social media. It goes viral. Yeah, the Lashon Hara goes all the way around the world. That's a koyach of choyte umachti as a rabbi. He has a koyach to really, amplify and exponentially expand his circle of averus. So Yeravim ben Avot, he was the choyte umachti as a rabbi. The Rambam says, when he talks about Bechira, the Rambam says a person could be a tzaddik, k'moish Rabbeinu, or he could be a Rasha, k'Yeravim ben Nevat. That is the example of, you want the Zelu Umazeh, of the tzidkas of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's Yeravim ben Nevat. He's the example of the Rasha, of the Chayte Umacht Yisrab. Because Chayte Umacht Yisrab is the way that a person can get to the biggest rishas. Just like in the Tzad HaToyv, a person wants to be a tzaddik. There's a limit to how much tzidkas a person can do. How many times can he put on tefillin? How many times can he learn? How much Torah can he learn? How much stocker can he give? There's a limit to how much a person can do. But if a person's mezakeh sarabim, that can expand his chusim infinitely. Person, the marshal, person, crazy, he establishes a yeshiva, or he helps establish a yeshiva, and that yeshiva continues for many, many decades. And the people that are neschanach in that yeshiva, they go on and they teach other talmidim, and those talmidim teach other talmidim, and all those chosim get attributed back like a pyramid. Yeah, all the chosim go back to that person who established the yeshiva, helped establish the yeshiva. That's Zoch of Azika Sarabim.
Boomerang.
Sorry?
Boomerang.
Boomerang.
Boomerang. That comes back.
Yeah, it comes back. Yeah, it all comes back. So, Shach used to say this before Yom Neiroim, people are looking for Zchusim. He said, of course, it's important to do mitzvahs, but if you want to really expand your Zchusim, be Mezaka Sarabim. Look for something. Look for something you could do to Mezaka Sarabim. Person, beautiful mitzvah, person hangs up an ashayotza card outside the toilet. So he gets his chus of all the people who are going to say ashayotza from mitech haksav. It's a zikir rabim. Person not only he gives his own tzedakah. Person gives tzedakah, person gets other people to do tzedakah. He raises money for tzedakah. He's mezakas rabim. He gets other people to give tzedakah. So Zikr Rabim is a way how to expand your own Tzchusim, how to be a bigger Tzaddik, and Lehepich, when it comes to Rishas, a person could be, if he's not careful, the amount of Averis a person can get just by being Machti as a Rabim is unbelievable. So Yerov Menavot is the quintessential Rasha, who's chayto machti as a rabbi. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, achra advar me'ela, the Gemara says a story, tofsaya kadosh bochu bebigdoi, kadosh bochu grabbed Yerovim by the lapels, and he said to him, chazor becho, do teshuva, va'ani ve'ato v'nyishai netayel began eid. I, kadosh bochu, you, Yerovim, and David ben Yishai, will be Matayel and Ganeden if you will do tshuva. Amazing. Amazing schos.
Why?
If you'll do tshuva. Because Rob wanted to give him a chance. Okay. We'll see. He wants to give him a chance to do tshuva. And what does he say to him? What does Yerovim say? Mi Baroish. Who goes first? So Hashem said, Beyishai Baroish. David HaMelech is going to go first. So Yerovim said, Yehochi loy be'ina. No good. I don't want. David HaMelech goes first. Not for me. He blew it. Abayisai, what is the Gemara telling us? And as you're asking, well, why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu giving the chance to Yerovim ben Nevat? Why is he giving him the chance? Such a chayte machti. Why is he giving him the chance to do tshuva? And what is he answering? Beinishai Baroish. Why is that the issue? So listen to the Yisoid. There's a yesod from many of the Balim. Moses say it, the Shiroshim is in the Rishonim already. When a person does teshuva, we have to not only do teshuva on the Maisa Avera, on the Maisa that was done, the act of sin. We have to do teshuva on the Shirish of the Avera. Let's think about that. What is the Shirish of the Avera? You have a person, for example, the person, he spoke Lashon Hara. What is, so the act of the Avera was Lashon Hara, but why did he speak Lashon Hara? You know why? Let's understand what it was. He was sitting Shabbos by a Kiddush after davening with a few friends, and each one was saying a quip about somebody. And he didn't want to feel like he's being left out, because he wanted to feel like he's also shrewd and also sharp, and he has something smart to say about somebody. So he also said something about that person or whatever, right? That's why he said Lashon Hara. He wasn't interested in saying Lashon Hara. When he sat down to the Kiddush, he wasn't interested in saying Lashon Hara. And he doesn't even feel like talking Lashon Hara about that person. You know why he said Lashon Hara? Because he wanted to feel that he's part of the Chevra. That's why he spoke Lashon Hara. So if you ask, what is the Maisa Aveira? The Maisa Aveira is Lashon Hara. But you want to know what the Shoyrish of the Aveira was? It was the desire to be part of the Chevra. That was the Shoyrish Achet. And we can give many examples of this idea. You have a person who was nichshal in gezel. Was nichshal in gezel? He cheated a different yid in business. Why did he do it? He's a gazlan? No, not a gazlan. He's not a person who steals. But you know what happened? He had a very, very big taiva to go on a certain luxury cruise. And his wife was telling him about it. And his friends were telling him about it. But he needed the money to afford it. And it was in that kufa, and he was under a lot of pressure because he wanted to be part of that thing. And he knew there's no way he's going to be able to afford it. But you know what he did? So he had to cheat someone because he needed to afford that luxury status symbol. And there are many things like that where people are doing Aveira not because they really wanted to do that Aveira. Of course, it was done b'mezid. You can't say it's not Aveira. It's an Aveira and he has to do tshuva. But the shayrish of the Aveira is a certain midah, a certain matziv, a certain friendship, a certain relationship. You know, a person is walking down the street, and he sees things that he shouldn't be looking at. That's an aveira. He's not allowed to look at those things. But why is he nichshal in that? Because he wants to walk down the street. And he knows there are things there that he shouldn't be looking at, but he has things that has reasons why he wants to walk down the street. That is the shayrish of the Aveira, is the fact that he wants to walk down that street. V'chaheno, many examples of Aveiras that people do, not because they want to do the Aveira, but because they want to do something else. And that brings them into the Aveira. There's a person who missed Seif Zman Krishma. Not once, twice. Number of times. And you know why? Very simple. Because he went to sleep at 4 o'clock in the morning. So he didn't wake up for Seif Zman Krishma. Right? So what's the Aveira? The Aveira is he's Mavatal from Krishma. But you know what the Shirish Aveira is? The Shirish Aveira is he went to sleep at 4 o'clock in the morning. Who asked you to do that? Right? Now, so when we come and we want to do tshuva, what we do is that we say, Rabbeinu Shalaylam, Chatosi, Avisi, Pashati, I have such charata that I miss my Krishma. But are you saying chatasei avisa pshat that I went to sleep at 4 o'clock in the morning? No, that's not an avera. I still want that freedom. I'm going to say to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Yom Kippur, I'm going to make sure never to miss Zman Kriyashma. But am I going to say, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I'm never going to go to sleep at 4 o'clock in the morning? Or if I do, I'm going to make sure I have an alarm clock that's going to wake me up? No. Why am I not going to do that? Because I want to be a free person. I don't want to restrict myself. I want to be able to go stay up late for whatever reason. The person says, I have this friend who always gets me into a schmooze, and it always ends up in Lashon Hara. It always ends up, because that's the type of person he is. I'm going to say, Chatosi Avisi Bashati, I'm never going to speak Lashon Hara again. But you're going to say, I'm going to limit my relationship with that person? No. Why? Because I still want to be friends with him. I still want to schmooze with him. So that is the problem. And that is the reason why we are constantly doing tshuva for the wrong thing. Many times we are doing tshuva for the Aveira. We're not doing tshuva for the Sheir Shachet. Of course, you have to do tshuva for the Aveira itself. But if you want the tshuva to be a tshuva shlema, you want it to have staying power, we have to think about that situation or that relationship or that midero that brings us into the Aveiras again and again and again, and we have to target that. And if we are willing to have the courage and the commitment to really change and to really do something to make us better and make sure that we're not going to be Nechshel again, we have to have the willpower to say, I'm willing to go to the root. I'm not just going to do tshuva on the surface. I'm going to go to the root of the problem. And I'm going to change that. Now, again, it's very difficult because there's many, many different routes, and it means a lot of lifestyle changes that people have to make. Doesn't mean we have to do it all in one day. But at least, if there's an aveira, it take one at a time. But there's one aveira that we see, we are nichshel again and again and again. We have to look at, let's limit our shaychus to that inyan that's bringing us into the chet. And that brings us to Yeravam ben Nevat. Rabbi, Yeravam ben Nevat, what was his chet? Chota vehechtes Yisrael. What was he machti as Yisrael? He was machti klai Yisrael and avodah zarah. He caused thousands and thousands of Yidden for deiris to be nichshel and avodah zarah. That's a terrible, avodah zarah is worst aveira, and he was machti as a rabbin. But how did it happen? What was the shayrish of the chet? The shayrish of the chet, the Yerov Menavot, the Gemara says, was the Yerov Menavot went to the Beis HaMikdash. And in the Beis HaMikdash, Rechavam ben Shlomoy, Gans Klal Yisrael came to the Beis HaMikdash. And who's there? The king? Rechavam ben Shlomoy. And Ein Yeshiva Ba'azora L'malchus Beis David, L'malchus Beis David Ulvat. Only a king of Malchus Beis David is allowed to sit in the Azora. So Rechavam ben Shlomo is sitting, and Yerovam is standing. And Yerovam says to himself, you know the optics of that, what that looks like to the Tzibur? Everyone sees who's the real king, and who's the pseudo king, who's the fake king. Rechavam, he's the real one. He's able to sit in the Azor. Me, Yerovam, I have to stand. So he's a king, I'm not a king. Terrible optics. It's a terrible influence on the Tzibur, my people, my followers. They need to see that I'm a real king. So what did he do? He set up a golem in Don. He set up an Avodah Zarah in Don, the other side of Eretz Yisrael, the north of Eretz Yisrael. And he sent... Oh, he had a whole elaborate system of setting up people on the way, people that were on the way to be early regaled to Yerushalayim. He sent them, no, that way, detour, that way, you go north, you go to Don. And he got Gans Klal Yisrael, or at least the 10 Shvatim, to go to his Agolim in Don. And what did they do when they came there? There was competition with the Beis HaMikdash. They were over the way to Zorah there. And there he was talking to the king. So come to Chayis Rabbeisai. What was the Shairish Hachet of Yerovam ben Nevat? The quintessential Chayte Umachti as a Rabbim. The dogma of the Rasha that we always want to avoid becoming. His chet was avodah zarah. Chote vehechtes Yisrael avodah zarah. But what was the shayrish of his chet? What was the shayrish? Was it avodah zarah? Yerovam believed in avodah zarah. Yerovam wanted to be over the avodah zarah. Yerovam wanted to be machshel other people in avodah zarah. Anech tegetog. Yerovam never wanted to be machdi anyone in avodah zarah. You know what he wanted? He wanted that he had a problem called competition. It's called competition. It's called a power struggle. He had a power struggle between him and Rechavam ben Shlomo. And in his power struggle between him and Rechavam, he understood that going to the Beis HaMikdash, getting Klal Yisrael to go to the Beis HaMikdash, is going to undermine his kavod, is going to undermine his power. So instead, he diverted Klal Yisrael to a different place and said, that's where you go. And there he was choyte u'machtias Yisrael year after year in Avodah Zarah. Why? Because of his power struggle, his competition with Malchus Beis David. So the Ribbono Shel Olam comes to Rechavam, to Yerovam. And he says, Chazor becha du tshuva. Va'ani ve'ati u'men yishay netayl b'gan Eden. He says, can you imagine? The Ribbono Shel Olam gives him the opportunity of a lifetime. Al yireis mechizi ka'ov pishaecho v'cheonach ha'teisecho. I'm going to give you mechila slicha v'chapara. You could be a tzaddik. You could be zeicha to Gan Eden. And you know what Yerovam says? He says, mi barosh. Competition. Mi barosh. The competition with Ben Yishai, with David HaMelech, is still there. He's not willing to give it up. And the Ribbono Shel Olam challenges him. He says, Ben Yishai Barosh, you still will have to give in your competition with Malchus Beis David. He says, Yahachi Lai Be'ina, I'm not willing to do that. You know what that tells us, Dr. Belyabed? You know what that tells us? Yerovam ben Nevat, the biggest Rosh in Klal Yisrael, is willing to do tshuva on his Maisa Aveira, but he's not willing to do tshuva on the Sheirish. He's willing to do tshuva on all this Avodah Zarah, Chazor B'cha. Yes, Ribbono Shel Olam, 100%. I will tell Klal Yisrael to stop being over the Avodah Zarah. I will stop being over the Avodah Zarah. I'll tell everyone to go to the Beis HaMikdash. But there's one thing I'm not willing to do. I'm not willing to give up on my power struggle with Malchus Beis David. That's my problem. And that is the story of every person who struggles with tshuva. That is the story. This is a dogma of this, the Spitz Rasha, the dogma of a Rasha, and how his conversation with the Ribbono Shel Olam goes when he's coming to do tshuva. It's not when we're saying, the Ribbono Shel Olam said, Chazor b'cha, yes. Well, why is the Ribbono Shel Olam giving him the choice? Hashem gives a choice to everybody. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Yodcha, Yimincha, Peshuto, L'Kabel Shavim. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to do tshuva. He's waiting for us to do tshuva. Hashem is waiting to be Meichelos. Of course. And what the Gemara is saying is, Hashem is saying this to Yerovam ben Nevat as well. The biggest Rasha. Hashem says to him, Chazor b'cha. Chazor b'cha, I'm willing to help you do tshuva and you'll be the biggest tzaddik. I'll give you the biggest Gan Eden and you'll be zeicha to the greatest Gan Eden, you and me and Ben Yishai. And that and the conversation goes back. The person says to the Ribbono Shel Olam, yes, 100%, I'm willing to do tshuva on all my aveiros. I don't want those aveiros. You think I want those aveiros? You think I want those chatoim that I did? I don't want those chatoim. I don't want all those aveiros. They're not me. I want to be a tzaddik. Of course I want to be a tzaddik. But then Hashem says, yes, but are you willing to give up on the shayrish that brought you to that aveir? And that's where the struggle is. That's where the nisayan is. And that's where we have to realize that is what it's all about. That's what real teshuvah is all about. Are we willing to give up that midah that is leading us to Averis? Are we willing to give up that relationship that's leading us to Averis? Are we willing to give up that chevra, or that device, or that taiva? Are we willing to give up those things? And if we are, the road to Shuvah, the Shuvah is paved for us. It's simple. It will flow naturally. It's going to happen. And it's going to stay, it's going to last. And we're not going to find ourselves next Yom Kippur saying, oh, I've said this so many times. I've done tshuva. I said so many times that I'm not going to do this aveir again, and I still am nichshol again. Next Yom Kippur, we've been able to say, it's not on my list anymore. I'm doing tshuva because the halacha says that even aveiras that you did in the past, that you've done tshuva for, you haven't done since then, you still should say it again. Okay, from that halacha, you'll say it again. I remember hearing Ramatzio, Zechet Tzadik Vrocha, he said, B'shem Rebleib Chasman, he said, the Shvatim, they sold Yosef. Reuven wasn't Nichshol Mechiras Yosef. Why? He was Osik B'sakev et Hanisoy. So he said to Rebleib Chasman, why was he the one who didn't sell Yosef? He said, the Aver Mechiras Yosef was that they didn't think it through properly. They acted in haste. He said, but Reuven, he needed to do tshuva. When a person does tshuva, he has to do tshuva on the Sheirish HaChet. What was the Chet of Reuven? Bilbul Yitzui Aviv. What was the Sheirish? Pachas Kamayim. He was Chipozoi. So since he was Osik B'sak V'tanis, he was doing a tshuva Shlema, he was doing tshuva on Pachas Kamayim. And that's why he wasn't Nichshal in the Aveir of Mechiras Yosef. So Rabbi Yisai, we're coming to Yom Kippur. We're going through our series of made tshuva. We want to do tshuva. We all want to do tshuva. But we have to think about, just take 5 minutes before Yom Kippur. Take out the vidui of the chidah, the vidui of the chai adam, and just make a list of those things that we know that we want to do tshuva about, and the things that we want to change. And think about what is something meaningful that I can do that is the shayrish of why I fall into these aveiras. And make a change in that. Make a Kabbalah in that. And Be'ezus Hashem, we'll be zeichet to a tshuva shlema, and a mechila, slicha v'chapara, and a gemar chasim atoiva, lono l'chol Yisrael, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.